Thank you, brother, and thank you for this opportunity to join your fellowship once again.
谢谢弟兄姐妹们, 也谢谢我能够再一次机会跟你们在一起彼此互相交通。
I bring greetings from my wife.
我代替我的妻子问候大家。
Our plan was for her to accompany me today, but she's gotten busy helping out her parents.
我本来的计划是她今天跟我一起来, 但是因为临时她要照顾她的父母, 所以不能来。
I just so much enjoy these opportunities to be with you.
我很喜欢跟你们在一起的这些时间。
And to open God's word.
我们一起来打开神的话语。
And by God's grace, after today, we'll have just one more message in the book of Daniel, and we'll be through. I think it only took us 12 years to do 12 chapters.
靠着神的恩典，我们今天大概可以，还只剩下一个礼拜的讲道，就可以把这整个的十二章讲完。
But I trust it's been a profitable study.
我相信。 这我们过去这个所学习的是我们都有益处的。
Let's pray and ask the Lord that that would continue this morning.
我们请求神今天继续的祝福我们。
Father, we thank you for your word.
神啊, 我们感谢你, 为你的话语感谢你。
And Lord, I pray that this message would be much more than a talk.
我真是希望今天我们的讲道而不仅仅是只是说话而已。
Lord, I pray that it would be much more than a time of teaching.
我希望这个时间是我们一起来寻求的时间。
Lord, I ask that this would be a time where we encounter you.
我们希望在这今天这时间里面，我们可以与你在一起。
And you impart your message of life and love and hope into our lives.
你把你自己有关生命、有关希望的话语放在我们心中。
Open our ears to hear your word.
打开我们的耳朵来听你的话。
And let us receive it as your truth.
也让我们来接受你的真理。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I hope earlier this week you enjoyed a good 4th of July.
我希望你们今天这个礼拜前几天都有很好的美国的国庆纪念日。
I always enjoy it. In fact, some years I get really involved in shooting off fireworks.
我一向很喜欢这个国庆日。以前年轻的时候我也放烟火。
That was not the case this year.
今年我没有做。
This year, my neighbors on this side and my neighbors on this side decided to shoot off fireworks all night long, I think.
今天我两边的邻居整个晚上他们都在放这个烟火。
Our poor dog was shaking.
我们家里的狗都颤抖。
And it seemed like, you know, they were having a battle who could have the greatest and the loudest fireworks.
好像这两家在比赛，看谁的烟火又大又响。
My wife and I, you know, we felt like we were caught in a conflict that was happening on either side of us.
所以我的太太跟我觉得我们好像陷入了两边的冲突之中。
Now this wasn't a real conflict, obviously.
当然这不是一个真正的冲突。
And secretly, I rather enjoyed it.
其实我很欣赏，很喜欢。
But sometimes life feels like that, doesn't it? It feels like there's a battle waging on every side and we're caught in a conflict.
可是我们在生命中是不是常常感觉到我们周围都有很多冲突，我们现在这个中间。
Sometimes that conflict, it may be in our homes.
有的时候这个冲突在我们家里。
Maybe there's a conflict in the marriage and people are suffering as a result.
也许在婚姻中有冲突，大家都有受苦。
Maybe it's some other relationship within the family.
也许是其他我们在家庭里人际关系的冲突。
Some of us know these conflicts at school.
我们也可能在学校里面有冲突。
Maybe a conflict with different groups of friends.
也许是因为我们不同的朋友的不同的这个朋友们之间。
Maybe it's a conflict with a teacher and pupils.
或者是学生跟老师之间的冲突。
Maybe it's some other conflict that we're experiencing at school.
也许我们也在学校里有其他的冲突。
Sometimes it's a conflict that we experience at the workplace.
有的时候是在我们工作的环境里面有冲突。
Maybe we have a difficult boss and he's just making life very, very difficult for us.
有的时候我们有个很困难的上司，他是让我们的生命很痛苦。
Maybe it's other co-workers and we feel like we're caught in this conflict.
也许我们跟同事之间有冲突。
Maybe it's just the workload. We just don't ever seem to get to the end of the to-do list.
也许我们工作特别的繁忙，好像永远都做不完了。
Sometimes, sadly,
有的时候很凄惨的。
This conflict can even be in the church.
可能我们教会里也有冲突。
I've been to some church business meetings where I've been caught in a conflict.
所以我也参加过很多教会的他们开会的事宜，在当中我也陷入了冲突。
This group is on this side, and this group is on this side, and they're shooting fireworks at each other.
有一部分人在这一边，有一部分人在另外一边，彼此互相好像放烟火一样。
But brothers and sisters, all of us are caught up in a much greater conflict than the ones I just mentioned.
可是弟兄姐妹们，我们都一起陷在一个很大的冲突之中，远超过我刚刚所提到的那些冲突。
It's the conflict between the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom of God.
是我们这个属世的这个地方跟属神的天国之间的冲突。
And we will see in just a moment in our text how difficult it is when we're caught in a conflict of this cosmic nature.
我们等一下就会看得很清楚，我们怎么样和多么困难的超在这个宇宙中间的这个冲突。
When we're caught in a battle and there's fireworks being shot on both sides.
当我们看到两边彼此打仗的时候，我们陷在他们中间。
And so if you have your Bibles, your device, your phone with you, this afternoon, let me invite you to open up to Daniel chapter 11.
现在请你们大家打开到圣经但以理书的十一章。
Daniel chapter 11 is a difficult chapter to preach.
但以理第十一章是很难讲的一章经节。
It's not an easy chapter to preach because it's all about conflict and war and suffering.
因为这里面都是打仗，然后有苦难，是不大容易讲解。
And so this afternoon, I'm going to give you just a very brief outline of chapter 11, and we're really going to focus on the first verses of Daniel chapter 12.
我今天下午只是把第十一章做一个简单的大纲，我们主要的是集中在十二章的第一节到第四节。
But even though we're going to have just an overview of chapter 11, let me say that there is a very important message here that impacts our lives today.
虽然我们只是把十一章当个大纲看一下，可是我要强调，这个第十一章里面所记载的，对我们的生命上有很大的影响。
Now, since it's been a while, since I preached from Daniel, let's just do a short review.
我已经很久没有在讲但以理了，所以我们稍微来复习一下。
The second half of the book of Daniel is a series of four prophetic visions that are given to Daniel.
这个但以理书的后半部是讲到四个有关但以理所看到的异象。
The fourth and final prophetic vision comes to Daniel as a result of his prayer in chapters 10 to 12.
他最后的一个意象是他在11章跟12章祷告里面所求的。
And in this final prophetic vision, Daniel sees how Israel will be caught in the middle of a conflict.
在这个最后的一个预言的意象里面，但以理看到以色列怎么样现在陷入在两个大的争冲突之间。
Actually, not just one, but many future conflicts.
这里有不少未来的冲突。
First, in verses 2 to 4 of chapter 11, there's going to be a conflict between the Persian Empire and the Greek Empire.
So, 在第一节到第四节看到波斯王朝跟希腊国之间的冲突。
And Israel will be caught in the middle of this conflict.
以色列就陷入在这个冲突之中。
The Greeks eventually emerge as the superior power.
那么希腊最后变成是最强大的。
But after the death of their great king, Alexander the Great,
但当亚历山大死了以后，
their kingdom is divided up into four kingdoms.
他的王国就分成了四份。
Two of these kingdoms,
这四份里面的两个，
the northern kingdom in Syria, of the Seleucids,
在西叙利亚北王，这个是西流基王朝，
and the southern kingdom in Egypt of the Ptolemies,
所以在这个南方是在埃及，是利多买。
They begin to battle each other, and once again, Israel is caught in the middle.
所以这南朝跟北南国跟北国之间的争度，刚刚好把以色列夹在中间。
Caught in this conflict between the Seleucids and the Ptolemies.
就是陷落在西流基跟利多买两个王国之间。
You can read details of this in verses 5 to 20 here in chapter 11.
你可以从第五节到第二十八节看到这里面详细的情形。
But in verses 21 to 35,
从二十一节到二十五节，
Daniel prophesies that things would become even worse for Israel.
那么但以理预言一个对以色列更有害处的一个预言。
Eventually, this kingdom of the Seleucids will overpower the Ptolemies in the south.
所以最后西流基把这个南边的利多麦打败了。
And one of these kings would become particularly vicious in his treatment of Israel.
其中有一个王是对以色列特别的凶暴的。
This man's name is Antiochus the Fourth.
这个就是安提阿哥四世。
And he even takes the name Epiphanes because he believed that he was the manifestation of God.
他另外有一个名字叫做以皮法。他认为自己就是神的代表。
We actually talked about him during the message that we looked at on Daniel chapter 8.
我们在看但以理第八章的时候，我们曾经谈过这个人。
Let me remind you of what we saw about this man. For us, he's a historical figure. For Daniel, this was still future prophecy.
我继续来提醒你们，这一个人对我们来说是历史性的人物，可是对但以理来说，这是他预言的事情。
Antiochus brutally suppressed the people of Israel.
那么这个安提阿哥他对以色列人是有很强的迫害。
And their worship throughout Judea.
他尤其是他们的信仰上面的迫害。
In 168 BC, He took control of Jerusalem with 20,000 troops.
168年，公元前168年，他带了20,000的人就占领了耶路撒冷。
He put an end to the sacrifices in the temple.
他把在圣殿里面的献祭完全取消。
And in a horrible act, He erected a statue of the Greek god of Zeus in the temple.
更坏的是他把希腊那个偶像放在他圣殿当中。
And sacrificed the blood of a pig on the altar.
他把这个猪的血留在祭坛上。
This event in the scriptures is known as the abomination of desolation.
所以这件事情在圣经上是称为可憎恶行毁坏的。
And we read about that here in verse 31.
我们现在在第十一章，我们可以在三十一节里面看到。
He also had many Jews killed.
他也杀死了很多犹太人。
He banned the practice of circumcision.
他禁止他们有受割礼。
A practice very important to Jewish identity.
这对犹太人的来讲是非常重要的。
And he made the possession of the Hebrew scriptures, our Old Testament, a crime punishable by death.
他凡是任何人有这个希伯来圣经或者是我们的旧约圣经的人，都会受到死刑的惩罚。
And so Daniel prophesies about this king in verses 21 to 35.
所以但以理在二十一到二十五节。35节来预言这个王。
But at the end of verse 35, we read this.
在最后三十五节，我们看到
，It says that we are to. It talks about making them pure until the end time, because it is still to come at the appointed time.
所以他说，有很多人使他们自洁，一直到了末了，因为到了定期。
So Daniel's descriptions of this wicked king continue in verses 36 through the end of the chapter.
所以但以理对这个邪恶的王的预言从36节继续到11章结束。
But his prophecy now seems to move even beyond this wicked king to the end times.
他的所讲的预言远远超过这个邪恶的王一直到最后末了。
The end times, the times in which you and I now live.
我们现在就住在这个末世。
The end times are the times between the first and second coming of Jesus Christ.
所以这个末世就是在耶稣第一次再来跟第二次再来之间。
Sometimes people will come up to me at church and say, "Oh, Pastor, I think we're in the end times."
就是像有的时候，有些人来说说牧师啊，我想我们现在是在末世了。
And I say, "Absolutely, we are."
他说 ，Of course, 当然了。
Not because of the news on television.
这并不是因为新闻上你所看到的。
But because we're living in these days between the first and second comings of Jesus.
因为我们是住在耶稣第一次再来、第一次的来跟第二次再来的中间。
Now stay with me.
跟着我一起想。
In other words, just like Israel, we are going to be caught in a conflict.
我们就像以色列人一样，我们也会陷入在这个冲突之中。
A cosmic conflict between the kingdoms of this world.Be they political or religious,
我们这一个宇宙性的冲突，就是在这个地上的王国，甚至于地上的宗教国
，and the kingdom of God,
神的天国
，a spiritual conflict,
一个属灵的冲突
，between the antichrists of this world and our Lord Jesus Christ,
就是在。我们主耶稣跟在世上的敌基督之间的冲突。
The word antichrists in Scripture is always plural, never singular.
讲到敌基督，都是用复数，不是单数。
But friends, at this point, we need to pause and we need to ask ourselves a question.
我们在这个时候稍微停下来问一个问题。
Why did the Lord give this detailed prophecy, this detailed vision to Daniel?
为什么主要把这么一个详细的预言显示给但以理？
With all of this war and conflict and suffering here in chapter 11.
在十一章里面，这些战争、这些冲突、这些灾难。
I'm convinced that the Lord gave this prophecy to Daniel.
我确信主给但以理这些预言。
So that God's people would be prepared when they are caught in a conflict.
让神的子民在陷入这个冲突之中有预先的预备。
So that you and I will be prepared and equipped for these times when we're caught up in this battle that's waging all around us.
所以你跟我，我们现在可以对付在我们中间，我们附近所有的这些冲突。
And as we move now to the beginning of Daniel chapter 12, still part of this same vision.
我们现在开始看到十二章的前面，也同样的，这也是在这个预言之中的。
We find three very important truths, lessons for us to hold on to when we find ourselves caught in a conflict.
在这里我们会看到学到三个重要的真理，也是学到三个重要的功课，帮助我们来应付这个冲突。
The first is this. We should expect times of great distress or great tribulation.
第一个就是我们应该期待着我们有一个很大的灾难。
Listen to the first part of Daniel 12:1.
我们来看一下十二章第一节的前半节。
Now at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise, and there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time.
那时，保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来，并且有大艰难。从有国以来，直到此时，没有这样的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
this is not a message that I enjoy preaching.
这并不是一个我愿意讲的信息。
But it's a message we need to hear.
但这个信息我们必须要听。
As followers of Jesus Christ in this world,
假如我是今天是在这个世界上的耶稣基督，
we should expect times of distress, of tribulation, of suffering.
我们就应该期待在我们生命中有灾难，有苦难。
I'm guessing some of you have experienced that already in your lives.
我相信你们有些人已经经验过这些灾难跟苦难。
You know exactly what I'm speaking about.
你知道我在讲的是什么。
Others, perhaps, we've had a relatively easy life.
也许有的人到目前为止还过得很舒服。
But we need to hear these words that we should expect times of tribulation.
所以我们应该听有关大灾难的信息。
Every bit as severe as what Israel experienced under Antiochus Epiphanes.
所以我们每一天都会可以经历到以色列在安提阿哥以批法手下所遭受的逼迫。
But I want you to see something here.
我这里让你们看一些事。
That this happens only after Michael, the great prince he's called here, we know him as the archangel. This only happens after Michael, who stands guard over God's people, arises.
所以这一些事情只发生在保护以色列的天使长米迦勒站起来的时候。
It's important that we understand this word arise. What is it saying about Michael?
我们要了解这个站起来到底是怎么样形容米迦勒。
The literal Hebrew word means to stand still or to desist.
换句话是，希伯来文的原文是要严肃的、静静的站在那里。
In other words, what we're reading here is that Michael is going to step aside. He's no longer going to hinder the forces of evil that are trying to wage war against God's people.
这一节表示米迦勒不再继续抵挡恶人来想要让这个神的子民受难，他要站在旁边。
So Satan and the forces of evil will have an opportunity to cause even more tribulation and suffering for the church, for God's people.
所以这样子的话，撒旦跟在一起的凶恶的人会让人受到更多的逼迫，更多的灾难。
This actually matches the teaching that we read in 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, for the sake of time, we'll just read verses 5 to 7. 2 Thessalonians 2, 5 to 7.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第五节
Verses 5 to 7, Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things, and you know what restrains him now, so that in time he will be revealed, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第五节到第七节，我还在你们那里的时候，曾把这些事告诉你们，你们不记得吗？现在你们也知道，那拦阻他的是什么？是叫他到了时，到了的时候才可以显露，因为那不法的隐意已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去。
Now, why is this important?
为什么这个重要?
It's important because it shows us that the conflict that we're experiencing here on earth
这告诉我们现在在世上所经验的一切
is also a conflict that's being waged in the heavenly realm.
也同样的在属灵的领域里面也有这样的冲突。
And it furthermore shows that when we're caught in a conflict, God is still in control, and He is still working out His purposes. Amen?
虽然我们现在在这个冲突之中，也表示神继续能够控制一切，实行他的旨意。
That gives me tremendous comfort.
这个给我们很大的安慰。
To know that even when I'm suffering, even when I'm caught in a conflict, God is still in control.
虽然我们陷入冲突之中，神仍然在掌权，仍然在控制。
And He is allowing this so that the forces of evil will ultimately be judged.
他让这些事情发生，到最后，所有邪恶的势力都要受到审判。
I think, friends, it's also important that we understand that these kinds of evil reactions against God's people are because of the triumphant expansion of God's kingdom.
我们知道，我们所受的这些苦难，到最后是神的王国的延长。
It's the spread of the gospel in the world that is causing this last great intense attack by Satan against the church.
因为我们在传神的福音，所以就引起了这一些的冲突。
And so friends, let's realize this important truth.
我们要了解这一个重要的真理。
In this world,
在这个世上,
there will be times of distress.
这里必定会有大艰难。
Remember 2 Timothy 3, where Paul's writing to his son in the faith, Timothy. And he says this, verses 10 and 11, he says, "For indeed all who live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted."
所以这是保罗写给他的属灵的儿子提摩太后书里面讲的，凡是遵守神话语的人必定会受到逼迫。
But back in Daniel chapter 12, at the end of verse 1,
我们是回到但以理书12章到第一节的后半节。
And into verse 2, we find a second truth to hold on to during these times of conflict.
从第一节的后半节到第二节，我们看到第二个我们可以引用的真理。
The second truth is this, that we have the assurance that although these are times of great distress, they will also be times of great deliverance.
这个第二个真理，虽然我们处在有大艰难之中。
Beginning at the end of verse 1, "And at that time your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be rescued. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt."
在你本国的民中, 凡名录在册上的必得拯救，睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒，其中有得永生的，有受羞辱，永远被憎恶的。Amen. Amen.
These great tribulations will occur.
大的灾难必定会发生。But
we're also told that God's people, everyone found whose names are found written in the book, will be delivered or rescued. They will be saved.
所以我们也知道，凡是名字在册上的，必定得到拯救。
Now, dear friends, please hear what I believe the scripture is saying to us.
的朋友们，我相信这些经节是告诉我们。
The prophetic word does not promise a deliverance or a rapture before this time of distress.
So, 这个预言告诉我们，我们的被提或者我们的拯救不会在大灾难之前，之后。
But it does give us an assurance that even when we go through these conflicts, we are saved and we will be redeemed.
可是告诉我们，虽然经过这一些大灾难，
Listen to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 2.
我们现在到启示录第二章看主耶稣所讲的话。
He's writing here to one of the seven churches, in this particular verse, the church at Smyrna.
他是写给七个教会的信，这一个特别的
And in Revelation 2:10, Jesus says this to the church.
在二章十节，耶稣这样子说，
"Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life."
你将要受苦的，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼。你们必受患难时日，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
What is Jesus saying to them? What is he saying to us?
耶稣跟他们讲什么？ 耶稣跟我们讲什么？
Even when you suffer to the point of death,
甚至于你受难要到死的状况,
you have this wonderful assurance, you will be saved, you will be delivered.
你有这个很好的应许, 你必定会得到拯救。
And you will spend eternity with me, says Jesus Christ.
你会永远跟耶稣在一起。
Now this raises a question, but what about those who have already sacrificed their lives for the sake of the kingdom of God.
那么对那些已经为了天国牺牲了生命的人怎么办呢？
Well, verse 2, Daniel 12, verse 2, describes a resurrection of the righteous and the unrighteous.
我们知道在但以理十二章第二节是义人会复活，恶人也会复活。
One to everlasting life,
一个到有永远的生命。
And the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt.
另外的是到永远的羞辱。
So all who are raised to everlasting life will reign together with Jesus Christ.
所以凡是一直可以得到永远生命的，就会永远跟耶稣基督在一起。
This is the hope and comfort of another New Testament passage that speaks to this.
但另外一个新约也讲这件事情。
First Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
And here we'll look at verses 13 to 18.
我们看十三节到十八节。
First Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十三到十八。
We do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, these will be times of great distress.
朋友们，现在就是大灾难的时候。
But they will also be times of great deliverance.
当然，带来的就是神的恩典跟拯救。
And one more important truth that we find in Daniel 12, verses 3 to 4.
在但以理书第十二章的三节跟四节，还有另外一个真理。
These will also be times for great discernment.
这是一个有最大的分辨的时期。
Those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase.
但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，第三节，智慧人必发光如同天上的光，那是多人归义的，必发光如星，直到永永远远。第四节，但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有许多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
Friends, when we're caught in a conflict, there's a need for great wisdom and discernment and faithfulness.
而我们在这个大灾难的时候, 我们要努力地争取, 要一个, 大的分辨的能力, 增长知识的时候。
These times are difficult.
这个时间是很困难的。
And they're also deceptive.
而且这里面可能有欺骗的。
So we need real wisdom and understanding, discernment to understand what is happening and how to respond.
所以我们需要有知识, 能够分辨怎么样来对付。
But this exercise of discernment should also lead to a courageous sharing of Jesus Christ.
有分辨的能力的时候, 我们也要跟人家分享耶稣基督的福音。
We need discernment not just to understand the conflicts in which we find ourselves.
我们需要分辨的能力, 不仅仅是知道我们怎么样处在这个冲突之中。
But to discern or discover opportunities to share Jesus Christ in the midst of that conflict.
让我们能够了解怎么样在冲突之中来分享耶稣基督的福音。
That's what verse 3 is all about.
这就是第三节所说的。
Those who have this discernment will shine brightly.
智慧人必发光如同天上的光。
Those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
那使多人归义的必发光如星直到永永远远。
And so friends, in the midst of these conflicts in which we find ourselves and will increasingly find ourselves,
所以朋友们, 我们发觉我们在这个灾难之中, 我们会继续不断地发觉我们在灾难当中。
Be discerning.
一定要有分辨的能力。
Look for opportunities to lead many, many, it says here, to lead many to righteousness, to faith in Jesus Christ.
我们要分辨寻找机会, 让多人归义的。
So that we shine bright like the stars in a dark night sky. Amen.
所以我们就像晚上黑暗的光的天空中，我们是发亮的星。 Amen.
In verse 4, as we conclude, Daniel's now told to shut up.
第四节，但以理啊, 你要隐藏这话，封闭这书。
It's not meant in that way, that he should stop talking.
这并不是说叫他不要再讲话。
But he's to take these words of prophecy and he's to hide them away. He's to conceal them.
不是要把这些预言把它们隐蔽起来。
This was a popular practice at this time, at the time that Daniel's prophecy was given.
在当初, 但以理得到这些预言的意象的时候, 是他们大通常做的事。
In fact, when two people entered into a contract, one would be public, but a copy of that would be taken and it would be hidden away so that they always had this copy of what was decided.
因为在那个时候,假如两个人立了一个合同,有一个是公开的,另外一个你把它收起来,表示你永远有这个记录。
Sometimes I hear about high school or university graduates doing something similar.
我就是听到高中或者大学毕业生做同样的事。
They have something called a time capsule. Have any of you heard of this?
很难翻的, time capsule.
Yeah.
你拿一个罐子把个东西放进去然后埋在地上。
They'll take maybe the movie that was popular at their graduation. They'll put that in the time capsule. A popular song, a popular book, maybe some actor or actress. Some things that were popular at the time they graduated.
就是把你毕业的时候，或者是一个很大家喜欢的歌，或者会喜欢那个歌星，或者很喜欢的电影，把那个名字他。 放在这个罐头里面。
Maybe an iPhone 7 they put in there.
也许是 iPhone。
And 20 years later, 30 years later, 50 years later, they dig up that time capsule.
然后三十年、五十年以后，再把这个掘挖挖出来。
And they look and they say, oh, isn't this funny? Look what you know, what the popular song was back then.
所以一看，哦，五十年以前是这什么是最流行的歌
？They say, look at this ancient device. Look at this.
你可以看看哦，这个古老的东西。
Who knows what we'll have by then?
我们不知道五十年以后有什么事情。
But you get the idea. In the same way, Daniel's to take now this prophecy and he's to put it away until this end time, and we will see that this is exactly happening as God prophesied it would.
所以这里就跟同样的意思，叫但以理把这个预言封闭起来，然后以后你可以看这个预言的实现。
He's told to seal up the book. It's the same idea, you know, when they took a scroll and the king put his seal on that to protect what was inside.
所以把那个预言那个把它封起来，可以让人家隐藏起来。
In other words, he's told to keep these words true and safe so they will be remembered when we are caught in a conflict.
换句话说，是要但以理把这些真理保持得正确，让那些陷入冲突之中的人可以得到造就。
What should we remember?
你会不会记得?
As followers of Jesus Christ, that we should expect...to be caught in a conflict.
凡是跟随主耶稣基督的人，必定会陷在冲突之中。
These will be times of great distress.
必定会有大灾难。
But secondly, let's remember these will be times of great deliverance.
但是我们更重要的，让我们不要忘记，这也是一个大拯救的时候。
We have the promise of salvation.
我们有神拯救的应许。
Finally,Let's realize that these will be times for great discernment.
最后，我们不要忘记，这是一个最重要分辨见识的时候。
Not just to understand what's happening around us.
不是只了解你中环境周围如何。
But to look for those opportunities to share our hope and our life in Jesus Christ with others.
寻找那些机会。我们可以跟人来分享我们在耶稣基督里面的生命跟期望。
Friends, this is a hard message to preach.
朋友们，这是一个很难讲的一个题目。
Perhaps even a harder message for you to hear.
也很可能让你们听起来也是很困难的一个信息。
But let me encourage you to take these words to heart.
那么我请大家把这些话记在心里。
And let them offer you hope and comfort when you find yourselves caught in a conflict.
当你陷入在冲突的时候，让这些话可以得到安慰。
Amen.
Amen.